According to our time, I will say good evening to all of you, but I note that there is a global audience taking part in this first session in our 8-week in-depth Kirtan course. It's a great honor and pleasure for me to share Kirtan with you today, and I hope I can bring you into a Kirtan space where you can make the spiritual experience which is just good for you at this time. Let me just briefly introduce you to what we are going to do here. We have all together, I have to watch the clock, 45 minutes, 15 minutes. We will talk about the teachings of Kirtans, the foundations of Kirtan, if you so want. The next 15 minutes, we will learn some, I would say, tuning in processes that help us very much to be ready and prepare, so to say, ourselves for the Kirtan experience. And then finally, in the last 15 minutes, we will do Kirtan. At least that's how we start with the first session. Let's see if we stick with the format. But let us go right into the Kirtan experience. First of all, what is Kirtan? It's a very powerful spiritual practice done with others in the call and response fashion. Such type of music is, I think, done all over the world. I remember when I gave a lecture series in South Africa, I had a free day for the Drakensberg. This is a mountain range in South Africa, and I was exploring the area. I still remember I had seen movies in the my children time of lions coming in that type of area, and I was moving fastly because I had a goal. I wanted to see a prehistoric cave. And when I finally arrived, I saw something which immediately caught my attention. It was a drawing on the wall of people standing in a circle. There was one person who was obviously singing, and some of them were dancing. And I noticed, my God, they also knew Kirtan. My travels all over the world and various monasteries, Buddhistic temples, Christian churches where Gregorian chants were done, I've always seen it seems to be so natural the globe over to come and sing a chant. It is something which seems to be inborn in the human nature. Some would even say you have a tongue and ears. That means you are meant to chant. Now, Kirtan has a feature which makes it special in terms of the effect. While all group singing unifies people in very nice ways and directs the consciousness, Kirtan does something which is very unique to it. What Kirtan does is it brings you into a very, very real contact with the divine, that immediately changes and purifies the heart. And there are ancient scriptures, for instance, the Padma Purana, which says the reason why this contact is made. It says, because the holy name and the one who is named are non-different, the name is fully complete, pure, and eternally liberated. Indeed, it is Krishna himself. All types of mantras, especially these powerful mantras which have divine names, have this effect. It brings you into contact with the divinity. Some of you, I assume, are either performing yoga or interested in yoga. In the Yoga Sutras, this is expressed in a very clear way. It tells us really from where these mantras have these potencies. The syllable Om is used at the original mantra, which designates or is identical with Ishvara. And it says, although these are syllables which we can chant, these mantras, they have been imbued with special power. An example is given. When you take ordinary metal and place it into fire, it becomes fireized. And you could use it by putting it into straw and have the same effect as fire. So you can take these mantras, which are syllables, sound vibrations of this world, if you bring them in contact with the Supreme, the Divine, they become fireized with this energy. They become imbued with this energy, and they have a profound effect. The Yoga Sutras say they have three effects. First of all, one realizes his inner self. Then it eradicates karma. And the final thing is it brings you in contact into the higher connection, really. So, while singing is so very natural to all human beings, and it is so much infusing them with energies, the kirtan brings divine energy to there. It's different, in other words, than a rock concert, which also brings a lot of energy into the audience. So, I would like to now go on into what I think is maybe the most important feature of kirtan. In kirtan, you don't have to do anything with your own great effort. The sound does everything. In ordinary spiritual practices, you have to make a lot of effort. Yoga, pilgrimages to holy places, taking maybe interest in sacred scripture and reading it. A lot of effort is necessary. But kirtan, because it is so fireized in itself, it does something with you, sometimes even despite of you. I remember a very striking experience I had in Mauritius. I was invited to be there and sing and explain during a major kirtan event, which was publicized in the TV and the newspapers and brought almost the whole island together of spiritually interested people. And at the end of the program, I noticed there was still one man in the hall. It was actually a huge tent, I remember, who had not gone away like all the other people. And the man looked at me, and there was something in him where I just said, he seems to, there's something with him. So I sent someone first to a little bit check him out. He said he wanted to speak to me. So I said to my assistant, is he safe? Is it safe? He said, there's something with him. But I said, okay, let me discuss with him. So he came to me. Then he reached into one pocket, an inner pocket of a jacket, and he took out a pistol. Do you see what this is? I said, yes. He said, don't be afraid. I was on my way to the beach to kill myself, because my wife had just totally disappointed and betrayed me. On the way to the beach, I came by this huge tent and I heard all of you singing. Didn't know what it is, but I thought, let this be my farewell party of the world. I came inside and I stayed inside. And something happened to me. I don't know what it is, but I see great hope. I have been in some ways moved to another place. I will go home, sort things out, and then I will start living. So this is an effect of kirtan. It does something with you. Even sometimes, despite of yourself, you can be highly disturbed, you can be distracted, but as you stay in the kirtan and be in the kirtan, it will work on you. And this is the power of kirtan. It's a spiritual practice that is highly effective, even to people who are maybe not on the highest level of spiritual recognition. But for those who are, in kirtan, amazing spiritual realizations come. And that will be part of another kirtan session. What I would like to do now is to tune all of us into doing kirtan. Now, the first thing I must say, although kirtan works on everyone, it works specifically strong with those who immerse their consciousness. I would like to give you an example of immersion. Please forgive me for being so unorthodox here. Look, if I take a tea bag and immerse it into water, it will pervade the herbs, and the taste of the herbs will pervade the entire water glass. The same happens if I take a mantra, this divine spiritual sounds, and put them through my ears into my mind, it will all of a sudden start to pervade the whole mind. That's what happened to the man in Mauritius. When you let the mantra come into your consciousness and an awareness, and avoid distracting thoughts which bring you out of this space, then, my dear listeners, your whole consciousness becomes divinely fireized. You become inspired, you become energetic. People will say, my God, you are full of light. this is what happens when you immerse your consciousness. The divine reality, God, eternity, the spirit goes, come into you through the sound vibration, which is not different from what they, what it designates, so to say. This is so great that I request you now in this tune-in session, to allow the mantra to come into the mind, and then bring your mind to the mantra whenever it wanders and goes somewhere else. It will become very clear as we chant the sacred syllable Om. I have here my assistant, Gaur Krishna. You will see him soon, very soon, when we put the camera on him. So we will help us a little bit. We will chant the sacred syllable Om. In the beginning, we will allow the Om to resonate in us and pervade us. When you chant Om, you actually chant a psychic circle of sound. I make it clear. A certain time you come to this resonating, all-pervading sound by starting to close your lips and let the sound resonate in you. It is said by the yogis of old that the major vibration is on the last, that is the M with the bindu. Just to practice it, I recommend that we do this humming sound inside of us. I do it one time alone. Now you. Okay. Now. Let it resonate. You understand? I think even though we are on Instagram where everything goes fast, this is for slowing down. You just sit, please, in a happy and steady position on your chairs, or if you like to sit on the ground. And as you produce this sound cycle or circle, you first are with the OM, and then you just pronounce that M a little longer, and it will resonate in you. You will see the effect of the mantra pervading your entire being. You will become, in some sense, the sound. By the way, we are all made of vibrations and little particles. Now we change the vibrational patterns, which will bring us in contact with the Self and with the Supreme Self. Once again, deep inhale. Focus on the sound inside. The mind is the container of so many things. So many impressions, and all this leaves images, moods, impressions, emotions, everything. Now we invite the divine sound inside, and then we also focus on the sound after some time when we lose it, maybe when we become distracted. We go with our mind and be with the sound. The mind has these two facilities, functions. It can absorb and it can be directed. It can go somewhere. I can go now, if I want, in my mind to India, yes. And my friends, I remember them. And that special tree I like to sit under can direct my mind. So you focus on receiving the sound, and when you lose it, or even before, you direct the sound. We do now three more powerful ohms. Stay inside, and when you lose it, or if your mind wanders, direct the mind. If you are an accomplished yogi, you can do the two things at one time. Oh. absorption and immersion is always so good. And we need it when we do kirtan. When we absorb ourselves in the divine sound vibration of the kirtan, which we will do in a few minutes, then we will exit all that mental chatter, all that which is like a burden because there's so many impressions coming in. And the impressions which have come in are still working within us. Sometimes we do not forget something which was said, or maybe even not said, 10 years ago. But it is there as an impression. So, to absorb ourselves in the divine sound vibration and let it do something with us is a secret of kirtan. It's like entering a train, if you so want, and staying in the train and being transported by the train from Berlin to Barcelona. I want to end this part with a quotation of Rumi, which I became aware of just recently, where the great teacher inspires us to absorb ourselves. He says, "You have been walking the ocean's edge, holding up your ropes, your cloth, to keep them dry. But you must dive naked under and deeper, 1,000 times deeper. This is the secret in kirtan. The more you can absorb yourself and go deep into the sound vibration, the more it will be possible for you to make the kirtan experience, because you have exited the material space of the mind and you have entered into a divine space which is provided by the divine mantra. I would now like to do kirtan with you. Please do not, please apply what we have learned in chanting Om. We concentrate on the sound inside and we also concentrate on the sound outside. Especially in kirtan, this is really helpful, where you sing with many, because all these many generate an energy which starts to move through you and you give back to the energy. It is amazing. Sometimes we are not able to sing with many. No problem. Then we sing and listen to our own singing. We will chant now the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You will find the words in the comment. It should appear in before your eyes. The mantra means something. Om is that divine sound in which everything is in. Namo means I make my obeisances. Bhagavate is the name of Bhagavan, the all-beautiful, the all-powerful, who's filled with omniscience. And Vasudevaya is a personal name of that supreme divinity. It means he who pervades everything. People say, in the tradition in which I train, by this mantra, the veil of illusion covering you will go, and you will make actually contact with that all divine presence. I will chant one time alone. We will practice the call and response kirtan now, and then when my musician here next to me, our Gore, we call him, chants, then it's your turn. So there will be always call and response, and whenever you get bewildered, when do I sing now? When he sings, it's your turn. Actually, we can chant together. Everyone, please. Singing this mantra in kirtan or call and response fashion. I will sing one time alone, and during this time you kindly listen to the sound, and then we will all sing together. Then again, call and response. The good thing is, you don't need to achieve something here. You don't need to struggle to come up to a high state of consciousness. You just need the divine mantra to carry you, to move you, to transport you onwards. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om te Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya. Kindly remember that the sound should pervade you, infuse your consciousness with the divine sound of the mantra. It will be doing everything you need. Please remember also, when the mind wanders, as it is its nature, no problem. You please bring it back to the mantra. Please, let us sing now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 te vasudevaya om namo bhagavate 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 and now one more time everybody please om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please just stay for a moment. This space, let the echo of the divine sound resonate in you. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Good. Excellent. My dear listeners, friends, and also those who come into this practice, maybe just very newly. This kirtan can do a lot. We only have to allow the sound to enter into us, and we sometimes may have to direct our mind to the sound. At the end of our kirtan, I would like to chant one mantra with all of you. It is a mantra where we wish well for others. Spiritual practice like kirtan has a dimension where it is meant to enthuse others or wish well to others. We will chant this mantra. May all be happy. May everyone be free of disease. May everyone see all good everywhere. May there be no distress for anyone. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve shantu niramayah. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kashchit dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Thank you so much. See you next Tuesday on the 28th of April, if you have time, it's possible for you. This will be part two. We are just starting our journey into the vast ocean of Kirtan. There's lots to discover. You can watch this video on my Instagram page for 24 hours, one day. Then we will have to take it down because there's so much happening there. Otherwise we get overcrowded. But the video will soon be uploaded on my upcoming YouTube channel. I have to smile because although I'm a Neanderthal man in terms of technique and technology, I have discovered the amazing, let us say, outreach to so many nice and wonderful people through this medium. So yes, we will start a YouTube channel. It's just a wonderful team, mainly in England, putting it all together, then they will be permanent installments, these things. Good. It's my great honor to have spent this time with you. Please let us be more together, form a Kirtan community in this. All the best. Have a wonderful time. Hari Bol.